a short break and I'll be right back. It was like my first rodeo. One time I was playing this awful place in Texas in about 1970. Probably 74, 75, I was a really young man. It was not air conditioned, it was a little square bar. It was probably about as big as this stage right here. We had this dance floor and this stage right here. And they had this giant fan in there that was like an airplane propeller that would just blow the hot air out, basically. It didn't have any air conditioning in this place. And so the guy says, well, I'll give you $20 to play a George Jones tune. And the leader of the band says, well, I don't really know any George Jones. And I elbowed him and said, I'll tell you what, I'll sing a George Jones for like $20. So got through the $20 down. Right about that time, the guy hit the fan, that big fan. And we were playing, and that $20 kind of levitated like a magic carpet. We were going, headed straight for that fan. I looked, and one of the guys was stomping it, trying to get it with his foot as it was crossing the stage. It was pretty remarkable. Kind of the Coen Brothers thing. Fortunately, he rescued the $20. That was a lot of money back then. Well over $100,000, you know, them old Granadas and whatnot. Some of them was, you know, $1,500 and stuff like that in the early 70s and stuff. I was talking to my brother the other day. We were wondering, man, it'd been great if we got some of them banjos back then, because, man, they ain't really gone up. You know, hell, $1,500 is about as hard to come by as $100,000. I bought a brand new car back then for about $2,000.